Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy world. You know that feeling when you're completely swamped, deadlines are looming, and self-care feels like a luxury you can't afford? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? Taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential for your mental well-being. Just like brushing your teeth or getting enough sleep. It's not about bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice sometimes. It's about being intentional with your time, energy, and thoughts. Today, we're diving deep into the power of self-care and self-love as pillars of mental strength. Trust me, this isn't just some fluffy feel-good talk. These practices are grounded in ancient stoic wisdom that can make a real difference in how you handle stress, build resilience, and live a more fulfilling life. So, buckle up, because we're about to unpack 5 key takeaways that will empower you to prioritize your well-being. Ready? Let's go. Number 1. Understand your limits. The Stoics were all about accepting what you can control and letting go of what you can't. Ever feel overwhelmed by trying to do it all? You know, the work, the family, the social obligations, plus that nagging feeling you should be learning a new language or mastering the ukulele? We all have limited energy and time. It's okay to say no sometimes to prioritize your well-being over constantly stretching yourself thin. This isn't about being lazy, it's about being strategic with your resources. Number 2. Practice mindfulness. Ever notice how your mind races when you're stressed? We get caught up in worrying about the future or dwelling on the past, which steals our joy in the present moment. The Stoics believed in grounding yourself in the here and now. Try taking a few minutes each day to simply observe your breath, notice the sensations in your body, or savor the taste of your coffee. This helps calm the mental chatter and brings a sense of peace. Number 3. Cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but Stoics emphasize gratitude for what we have. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things, big or small. A warm bed, a loving friend, a beautiful sunrise, these are all gifts worth acknowledging. When you focus on the positive, it shifts your perspective and creates a sense of contentment. Number 4. Engage in activities that nourish you. This doesn't necessarily mean indulging in every whim though, hey, a little treat now and then is okay. Think about activities that bring you joy, whether it's reading, spending time in nature, listening to music, or pursuing a creative hobby. Make time for these things, even if it's just 15 minutes a day. It recharges your batteries and reminds you what makes life worth living. Number 5. Be kind to yourself. This is probably the most important one. We're often our own harshest critics. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, it's part of being human. Learn from them, forgive yourself, and move on. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine your best friend is feeling stressed and overwhelmed. What advice would you give them? You'd probably tell them to take some time for themselves to engage in activities they enjoy and to remember their worth, right? Well, guess what? Your best friend deserves that same kindness and that includes you. Sometimes the hardest people to love are ourselves. We set unrealistic expectations, compare ourselves to others, and let our inner critic run wild. But self-love isn't about vanity, it's about recognizing your inherent value and treating yourself with respect. It means prioritizing your well-being, setting boundaries, and celebrating your strengths. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. By incorporating these stoic principles into your daily life, you can build resilience, cultivate inner peace, and live a more fulfilling and meaningful life. So, what will you do today to show yourself some love? Take a few minutes to practice mindfulness, engage in an activity that brings you joy, or simply acknowledge your own worth. Every small step counts. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little dose of self-love encouragement. Until next time, keep striving for inner peace and remember, You are amazing just the way you are.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.